Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As we just heard, the French dance band Daft Punk has released a new album. It's called Random Access Memories, and on it, they've left behind many of their familiar electronics and machines and turned instead to a more organic style of writing and producing. One of the human beings tapped for the project is the award-winning composer Paul Williams, perhaps best known for songs like Rainy Days and Mondays and We've Only Just Begun, and of course, The Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie, which he's discussed with us on Soundcheck before. Today, Paul's on the line to talk about his collaboration with Daft Punk. Paul Williams, welcome back to Soundcheck.
It's good to be back, thank you. And a surprising occasion to be back on. I think that, that if you'd asked me 30 years ago what I would be doing today, and you know what kind of collaboration musically I would have going, I think that I probably would have never guessed it would have been Daft Punk.
Yeah, well, and what was it that led to this collaboration? I mean, you must have been surprised, first of all, to get the call.
I was. I'd actually been on the road with Melissa Manchester, and there's a gentleman named Franco who was an engineer that was mixing our show on the road who was working with Daft Punk. And it turns out that they needed a keyboard overdub, so my music director went in to play something for them. And he heard them talking about Phantom of the Paradise and Paul Williams. And he said, well, I work with Paul. And, you know, and they went, we've been trying to find it, whatever. So they reached out to me I met with them, and it's been an interesting time travel experience for me. First of all, because we met at what was the old A&M Studios, which is now the Jim Henson Studios. So I'm sitting in a studio talking to these guys about an album that is, to me, is really an album almost about time travel in a location that inspired a great deal of time travel memory for me.
And so they saw you as wearing your actor hat in that 1974 film Phantom of the Paradise.
Well, I also, you know, I wrote all the words and music for the film and all that.
Right.
You know, so I wrote the entire song score. For some reason, the film Phantom of the Paradise, which was largely ignored by the rest of the world, was a hit in two cities, Winnipeg in Canada, Winnipeg and Paris. I don't know why, but, you know, I mean, those cities, you couldn't find two cities that are less alike. But for some reason, you know, the French had a wonderful response to the film. And they've said in their interviews that they've seen it, you know, over 20 times.
Now, let me ask you, we're speaking with Paul Williams. When Daft Punk came calling, did you know who they were?
Yeah, you know, by the time they came calling, I'd done a little homework. Nothing would prepare me, though, for their openness in this. When we met, I never got the feeling that I was being invited in to provide wallpaper for a house that was done. You know, so the very first thing that they did is gave me the melody for Touch, and I took it home and wrote the lyrics.
So they gave you the melody for
yes.
Touch.
I'm always described as a composer when, in fact, and I do sometimes write words and music, you know, old-fashioned
right.
love song, I wrote both, but I always write the lyrics. I'm essentially a lyricist first.
Mm-hmm. Although, as you mentioned with Phantom of the Paradise, you wrote that score, Oscar-nominated, right, for that?
It was Oscar-nominated. Mm-hmm. I've been nominated 6 times. I won one. Winning is better.
Paul Williams is on the line with us. Let's hear a little bit of his collaboration with the band Daft Punk. The song is really this kind of epic, as we were talking about with Chris Weingarten before. Did you know it was going to become such a big, sprawling, ambitious thing when you were done with it?
I had absolutely no idea. They played me this delicate, pretty little melody. Da di da di da da di da di da 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 di da 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 da. It was so pretty. And you know, basically played it for me on this keyboard. I took it home, wrote words, and they disappeared. And when they came back, you know, they had a track that I put a vocal on. They asked me to sing that one. And then they went away again. And when they returned after, I think it must have been a year, They played me the finished cut, and I was astounded.
Well, this is what it sounds like. Touch from the band Daft Punk.
I remember touch. Pictures came with touch. A painter in my mind. Tell me what you see. A tourist in a dream. A visitor, it seems. A half-forgotten song. Where do I belong? Tell me what you see. I need something more. Kiss, suddenly alive. Happiness arrive. Hunger like a storm. How do I begin? A room within a room. A door behind a door. Touch, where do you lead? I need something more.
That is a little bit from the song Touch, which my guest Paul Williams wrote the lyrics for and sings on the new album Random Access Memories by the French group Daft Punk, a strikingly different record from them. And for you too, Paul, I mean,
the album is essentially an awakening.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the song, the album is about an awakening. When I heard the album, the first thing, when I heard the cut, they played the first cut, their Touch for me, and the first thing I said after 8 minutes of listening to this, I said, oh my God, let me see it again. And I went, I mean, can I hear it again? And I think the reason I said see it again is because it's so incredibly visual.
It's very cinematic, yeah.
Very cinematic. Well, I think they're brilliant. I think they're just wonderful, and they certainly are not ageist, because if you can ask Giorgio and I, you know, we will tell you these are two young men who don't look at your driver's license to see how old you are when they make the phone call.
Yeah. And the other song that you wrote lyrics for, called Beyond, those lyrics are sung through this kind of vocoder effect, this processed vocal thing. Before we hear that, though, just, you know, Daft Punk got a very different record and a very different way of working out of this process. What did you get out of it?
What I got was freedom. What I got was, and you know what? When the record came out, I thought, you know, this is liable to hit the streets, and people are liable to go, oh my God, Paul Williams had on a Daft Punk, where are the dance beats and all this is going to be disgusting. What we've gotten is the most amazing reviews. It's just, you know, and this has been embraced. This album is looking to be a huge album. So, you know, I'm 23 years sober. I'm living a second life. My recovery is intensely important to me. When I look at the work that I've done with Daft Punk, what I see is a real gift. I see a 72-year-old guy who's been given a chance to participate in something that has no boundaries of age, no boundaries of style.
Well, Paul Williams, congratulations on your collaboration with Daft Punk. It's been great speaking with you again. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, and thanks for your good treatment of all the Muppet work as well. I really appreciate you guys, your caring.
Paul Williams, the Academy Award-winning composer, singer-songwriter, director, and actor, did compose Rainbow Connection for the Muppet movie and also wrote the lyrics for this song from the new Daft Punk record. It's called Beyond.